Okay, if you'd like to follow along, I'm going to be in John chapter 10. John chapter 10. And I want to begin reading in verse 24. John chapter 10 and verse 24. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, and I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone. I'm going to stop right there. My title is this. What does eternal life mean? What does eternal life mean? And you kind of have to read the whole thing because it's all one big section. It's actually, two or three sentences, but it's all one section. This is how this came about, Christ telling these Jews. They came round about and said, How long do you make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And he answered them and he said, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Now, in those scriptures right there are seven words you don't want to hear. Guaranteed. Seven words of heart-rending meaning. And I'm going to tell you this. These are seven words of supreme import here. I told you, and you don't believe. That's the seven words. And you believe not. You don't want to hear those words. I don't want to hear those words. Let's be clear. Now, these words were spoken directly to these Jews. Jesus Christ always knew who he was talking to. Bad English, I know, ending with a preposition, but I don't care. He knew to whom he spoke every time he spoke. And when he said this, he was talking to those particular gentlemen, those Jews that asked him this question. Several times, matter of fact, I looked it up, eight times, six times in Matthew and two times in Luke, Jesus Christ used this phrase or a variation on it. Let him that hath ears to hear, hear. Hear. What's that mean? Well, I told you, and you believe not. That's what that means. Let those who have ears to hear, let him hear. If you want to glance back at Matthew 13, just for a moment. Matthew 13, and verse 13, he says this, Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not. What? And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and by seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But he didn't stop there. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Oh my. He told him one time, I speak to people in parables. And I've heard that. I know you have too. I'm sure everybody has. One time, he spoke to them in parables so that everybody could understand his simple country gospel. No. I speak to them in parables so they don't understand. So they don't hear. And they don't see. And they don't get it. And this is what he's saying. This is what he's saying. I told you and you believe not. Hearing with the physical ears is not the point, and it never has been. Matter of fact, if you want to, you can compare John 10:25, where he said, I told you and you believe not, with John 5:25. Well, I'll start in verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. I told you, and you believe not. What's that mean? They had not heard the voice of the Son of God. They might have heard the voice of Jesus speaking to them. Oh, what is it? John 6, verse 28 and 29. Then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said, unto them, he said it unto them, this is the work of God. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. Now, if you want to take that, that it's your job to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's true. You should believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm going to tell you this, it takes the work of God for you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because these Jews heard him. They heard him speak with their own ears, and they believed not. They did not believe. They did not have eyes to see, ears to hear, or a heart to understand. As Stephen said before he was stoned, they were uncircumcised in heart and ears, and they did always resist the Holy Ghost. But then Jesus went on, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. And yes, I read that correctly. You believe not because you're not of my sheep. That's what Jesus Christ said. I know people will twist it and say, you're not my sheep because you don't believe. That's not what he said. You can look at it in the Greek. I've got a New Testament at home where it has the Greek translation of the received text. And right underneath it, it has the English word under the Greek word. And you can read it, and it makes sense. That's what he said. You believe not because you're not of my sheep. It doesn't matter what anyone says. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks. This is what it says. It means exactly what it says. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what I think. These particular Jews that Jesus Christ was speaking, those are the ones he was telling this. Whoever they were not his sheep. And that's what he said, and that's what he meant. Now, you can think it's hard. You may think that's too hard of a saying. But don't think that it's not so. Because it is so. It is so. He said it. Here it is. This foundation stands sure. Sure. Sure as God himself. The Lord knoweth them that are his. There are sheep and there are not sheep. And that's just the facts. And if you want to be honest, and if you want to tell me, well, that verse kind of scares me, I'll say good. I'll say good. It's supposed to. It should. It should concern you. But then Christ went on and explained, as I said unto you, ye believe not because you're not in my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me. You understand? There's no question in that statement. There's no qualifiers in that statement. There's no wavering. What did he say? I know them. I know them. You want to hear something really cool? I think so. You want to hear something glorious? I know so. I know them. That's a glorious statement. They are my sheep, and I know them. Those are the words of God manifest in the flesh. And here's the thing. Before he ever speaks to them, he knew them. I know them. Oh, I like that. Jesus Christ never increased in knowledge. He knew his sheep. He's God. Before he spoke to them, he knew them. Before they hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, I know them. I know them. Before they follow me, I know them. Oh, I like that. Also, they see, they hear, and they understand. How can I say that? Well, they follow me. They follow me. They're not following anybody else. They're following me. And I give unto them eternal life. Eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So, what is eternal life? Really quickly. John 17, verse 3. I love the book of John. I do. There are several instances in the book of John where you read, well, I just read one. This is the work of God. Well, here in John 17, verse 3, we have this. And this is life eternal. This is it. You want to know? These are the words of Christ. He says, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Oh, my. What's that? They hear, they see, and they understand. And they believe. Oh, I like that. Matter of fact, they hear, they see, and they understand his words, my words. He told some, where was it? Just back, John 8. These are another seven words you don't want to hear. I'll tell you that right now. John 8 and verse 37. Christ speaking to some of these Jews again. He says, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me. Because why? My word hath no place in you. My word hath no place in you. That's seven words you don't want to hear either. But he spoke it to those Jews. Our Lord knew exactly who he was talking to when he was talking to them. Oh my. What is it? And matter of fact, back up here, this is better news. John chapter 10, verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. And am known of mine. Oh, I like that. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And here it is. And other sheep I have. I already have them. I have them. Jesus Christ said, I have them. Them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice. They're going to hear. Why? Because he's going to give them ears to hear. They're going to hear. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. He knew them before they knew him. He knew them before he brings them in. Oh, my. Oh, I like that. Only those with eternal life know the Father and the Son. It's John 17:3. Only those with eternal life know, truly know, God. God. There's a lot of pretenders out there. There's a lot of people faking it. There's a lot of people may have book learning. Because this is it. This is written in black and white. And if you've got the words of Christ in red, it's written in red and white. It doesn't matter. But it's written down in English so that we can have it. But only those with eternal life truly know God and Christ. Now, don't get cocky about that. Don't be puffed up. I started to write it down. Matter of fact, I erased it. Said, don't be too puffed up. No, don't be puffed up at all, okay? Don't think highly of yourself, because eternal life is the gift of Jesus Christ. What did he say? I give unto them eternal life. Eternal life is the gift of Jesus Christ to his sheep. His sheep. Romans 6:23, Paul put it this way. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our Lord. I give unto them eternal life. The gift through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I like that. The Lord Jesus Christ gives everlasting life to those that the Father gave to him. What does it say? He has power over all flesh to give eternal life to everyone given to him by the Father, to as many as thou hast given me. And when he gives eternal life, I want to tell you something. You've got eternal life. You have eternal life. When he gives, you have. And this is another thing. Eternal life is directly tied to his eternal redemption. I like that. That's in Hebrews chapter 9. Oh, I got verse 11 is what I wrote down here. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now look at the next verse. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve, what? The living God. Oh, I like that. Now, and for this cause, verse 15, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive what? the promise of eternal inheritance. Eternal, everlasting inheritance. And I'm going to tell you one of the things about that eternal, everlasting inheritance is eternal life. Eternal life. It's tied to his redemption directly. You understand? There is no eternal life without eternal redemption. None. None. Not without his blood. If there's no redemption, there's no eternal life. But here's the thing. If there is redemption, what? If he redeemed you, he's going to give you eternal life. Oh my, there is an eternal inheritance which certainly includes eternal life. And now we come to the deep, profound meaning of what is eternal life. What does eternal life mean? Well, here it is in the words of Jesus Christ. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. That's it. That's the deep meaning right there. So what he told us. You understand? They shall never perish. They shall never perish. They shall never perish. And they shall never perish. You can accent whatever word you want to. It's still glorious. Matter of fact, you can accent them all. They shall never perish. I hope I didn't hurt nobody's speakers with that. That's what eternal life means. They shall never perish. They, being my sheep. Now, I'm going to tell you, that means even the sheep he hadn't brought in yet. They don't know it, but he does. They don't know him, but he knows them. And when he speaks, they're going to hear his voice and they're going to follow him, and I'm going to give them to them eternal life, and they shall never perish. All of my sheep. Oh, he's the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. I believe Christ also mentioned to a certain rich young ruler, "Why call me good? There's none good but God." But he calls himself the good shepherd. Take that. What's that mean? To have eternal life means to never perish. To never perish. Wait a minute. What if I sin? They shall never perish. As a matter of fact, you're going to sin. What if I stumble and fall? They, the sheep, my sheep, shall never perish. What if I eat pork? I just throw that in for some reason. I got some ribs for getting ready to cook, is what it is. They shall never perish. What if I doubt? They shall never perish. You understand? He's faithful. He cannot deny himself. Whether you believe or not at the time. We don't ever believe perfectly. Within us is still unbelief. But here's the promise. My sheep will never perish. Oh, I like that. My sheep will never perish. Now, the question is, do you know the Good Shepherd? Do you want to know Christ Jesus? Do you want to follow him? Christ said it. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. I like that. And they shall never perish. I like that. I do. I can't help it. That's some good stuff. That's good news. They shall never perish is good news to the sheep of God. Oh. And I also, have you ever thanked God for what he didn't say? Because understand this, Jesus Christ did not say, if ye continue in my word perfectly, No. Just if you continue in my word, we're going to stumble. We're going to fall. We're going to not only, don't worry about disappointing yourself. You're going to disappoint God. I mean, you know, he knows. It says it in the Old Testament. I preached on it. He remembers that we were dust. We are dust. He knows. Oh, my. But they shall never perish. Those that he has given the garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness, they shall never perish. They shall never perish. And he didn't stop there even though. What did he say? No man shall pluck them out of my hand. Oh, it don't get no better than that. Well, maybe the next verse. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. What's that mean? Put it this way. No man can take away eternal life from the sheep of God. I'll be even bolder. If you want. No man can lose eternal life. Because it's obvious, people. I mean, this is not, you know. If you can lose it, it wasn't eternal. By definition. And what Christ said. Nobody's plucking them out of his hand. We're in his hand. You understand? We're not, you know, we are to cling to Christ, to hold to Christ, to trust in Christ. But here's the point. He's got us. It's not we got him. We do have him, thank God, because he gave himself to us. The Father gave us to him and gave us him. But the fact is, ain't nobody taking us out of God's hand. Ain't nobody taking us out of Christ's hand. Oh, I like that. You understand, there's a statement about the gifts. The gifts and calling of God are what? Without repentance. Without turning. Understand? God doesn't give you eternal life and then take it away because you disappointed. Because you wouldn't last the day. You wouldn't last an hour. I'd already been gone. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. He gives just the way he saves. Perfectly. Oh, I like that. That's good news. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance, and they shall never perish. You know what that is? That's a promise from God manifest in the flesh to his sheep. They shall never perish. And that's what eternal life means. Remember what I said a couple weeks ago about a preacher? A preacher is nobody who tells everybody about the somebody who can save anybody. Well, this is the somebody who can save anybody. And more, here's the thing. This is the somebody who keeps every anybody that he saves. I like that. I do. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. They shall never perish. Eternal life is everlasting life. Eternal life is never-ending life. And the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our Lord. You understand, there was a time when Jesus Christ preached, and what was it, 4,000 or 5,000 people left. Went back and walked no more with him. Went back and followed him no more. Matter of fact, they went back to what they were doing before they ever heard him. Why was that? Well, they didn't have ears to hear. And then when they heard what they did hear, they didn't like it. But here's the thing. Jesus turned and looked to his disciples and said, "Will you also go away?" And that's something. Will you also go away? Why? Because of something Christ said. Don't worry about what I say. Worry about what the book says. There are people who leave because of what Christ said, because they won't have it. But he looked at his disciples, the 12, and he said, will you also go away? Simon Peter answered, Lord. Good start right there. I'm going to tell you something. You start talking to Jesus Christ, start talking Lord. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Yes, he does. And he has eternal life, the power to give it to what? Every one of his people. Every one the Father gave to him. Every sheep of the Good Shepherd. Oh, I like that. He has the words of eternal life and the gift of eternal life to give. And here it is. They shall never perish. That's what eternal life means. They shall never perish. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your Son, our Good Shepherd, the Good Shepherd of his sheep. And the Good Shepherd, oh my, he will never lose one of his sheep. He will always bring them home. There will be one flock, and there is one shepherd, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the eternal life you have given to us. We may not feel it. We may doubt it. But we do not, by your grace, don't doubt your word. You have said it. Your Son has said it. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.